This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Our continuing series, Shifting the Balance, explores how changes in environment and policy can make a difference in the fight against obesity. More than 30% of all children in America are considered obese. And in the low-income city of Holyoke, Massachusetts, the numbers are higher and much worse than the national average, especially among its sizable Puerto Rican population. Karen Brown reports on a community health center trying to reverse the trend.
Dr. Vinnie Biggs walks into an exam room at the Holyoke Health Center, where Kiwana Espada, a shy, cherubic 9-year-old, is perched on the exam table. Her mother and teenage sister sit nearby.
How are you?
Kiwana's not sick, but she's not exactly well. At 4'1", Kiwana weighs 139 pounds. The doctor speaks with her mother, Kiumari Rodriguez, through a translator.
So what is mom worried about as it relates to the weight?
¿Cuál es su mayor preocupación?
Que le explique que se deje de estar comiendo mucho.
She's want her to stop eating a lot.
Porque yo le explico a ella y le digo y ella a mí no.
The family is making its first visit to the pediatric weight clinic after being referred there by a primary care doctor. As Kiwana sits quietly, her mother tells Dr. Biggs that she's worried not just about Kiwana's looks, but also the family's history of diabetes, heart disease, and high cholesterol.
Mi mamá es diabética, alta presión. Yo tengo el colesterol.
Already, Kiwana's showing signs of sleep apnea, a common complication of obesity.
And does she ever stop breathing? Where she has pauses, and then you hear this sound.
Sí.
Every night?
At the weight clinic, the pediatrician probes more deeply than he would at a regular checkup. Patients also have access to a caseworker, nutritionist, and exercise classes. They come to the clinic once a month for 6 months and set goals around food and physical activity. It's an intensive model that was recently recommended by a federal task force studying childhood obesity. Dr. Biggs launched the program with grant funding after he'd been working in Holyoke for a couple years and saw the weight among his patients creep steadily up.
Almost 50% of the kids who walk through the door are either considered overweight or obese. 30 to 40% of those kids who are obese in their lifetime will develop type 2 diabetes. You know, the numbers become immense.
Already this morning, the doctor has seen a 10-year-old boy with chronic ankle problems from the 50 or so excess pounds he carries. Now, Biggs looks at the questionnaire Kiwana's family filled out.
So she's spending about 6 hours a day on the TV, watching TV?
6 horas viendo televisor al día.
And then for physical activity that she's doing now?
Nada. Ya le compré ya una bicicleta para que...
So she bought a bicycle for her to see if she could do anything for her.
So is that something you want to do more of? Who do you do that with?
My brother.
They come up with a plan. She'll try to get out on her bike 5 times a week for 30 minutes and bring TV watching down to 2 hours a day. She'll try to eat more greens, less junk food, smaller portions, goals that Dr. Biggs also urges for the rest of the family, including her sister, Gwendolyn Rodriguez, who's not overweight.
Yeah, I need to stop eating less junk food and more fruits and vegetables. I don't eat no vegetables either, but I'm going to do it so she could do it.
It's much easier when everybody's doing it together. So. You're going to do this, right?
Uh-huh.
After the family leaves, Biggs acknowledges that many don't stick to the program. A population like Holyoke's, among the state's poorest, has a lot stacked against it.
Our families are bombarded with messages about things to consume, and knowing that fast food or high-calorie dense food is less expensive sometimes, there can be difficulty with accessing fresh fruits and vegetables.
And many of his patients live in neighborhoods known for drug or gang activity. Their parents may not let them play outside.
A family that has more financial means, you know, will put them in some sort of activity, taking karate, or they'll be taking ballet lessons, or they'll be joining the soccer team. And that's not always available to our families.
Which is why the health center works with local organizations, such as Nuestras Raices and the Holyoke Food and Fitness Policy Council, that are trying to make community-wide changes, from more vegetable gardens and bike routes to healthier school lunches. But some children need a direct clinical approach, Deirdre O'Connor runs the CAVU Foundation, which funds this and seven other pediatric weight clinics in Massachusetts.
When a child comes into their doctor and they are overweight or obese, what can you do with that child that will help reverse the trends that are already in place and help prevent the sort of chronic long-term conditions that can come down the road?
O'Connor says the data shows that half the children in these programs have reduced their body mass index to some degree, a statistic she considers promising. Even if they only lose a few pounds, for a child who's still getting taller, that could be enough to set her on a better path. I'm Karen Brown.
Thank you for spending some time with us today. If you did miss any of today's program, click on over to wordofmouthradio.org. There you can listen to past shows from our archives, post questions or feedback about what you've heard on the air. Also, do it on Facebook or on Twitter. I'm Virginia Prescott, and this is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.